So this is how Darren's father taught him to quiet his mind, and it will work for people of all ages and guide you to sleep. Marmon was a very intelligent man, even though he lived in a small village. He was what is known as a Sufi. He was a well-known poet in his own country, a person who preferred to live quietly. Marmon taught Darren an ancient practice, and I'm going to share this with you now. It has been used for thousands of years as a way to stop worrying thoughts and help you to sleep in times of trouble. It works for the old and the young. Everybody has worries now and then, some people more than others. Some things are so upsetting they play on your mind. They even play with your mind. And this is a good way to settle down. First of all, we often need a witness to listen to those worries before we can put them aside. Some things need action, and there are times to take that action and times to rest and be ready. That's important. If there is someone to talk to, then tell them what you're worried about. Now that can be harder than you think, because you really have to trust them. Tell them, I'm worried that, or I'm worried about. This person doesn't have to say anything, only acknowledge that they heard you. If you don't have someone to listen, then write your worries down on a piece of paper and put it by your bed. If you know you haven't lost them, you will know not to worry about that. Some people find it hard to write, and some haven't learned, so they can run over their worries in their thoughts. The important thing here is to acknowledge your worry at the same time. So you think, I'm worried about, or I'm worried that this will happen, or this won't happen. So now that you have made peace with your worries, you know there are things you can control and there are things that you can't control. A very wise young man named Farah Gray once said, I am in awe of how fluid my life became when I realized that I wasn't in control of anything outside of me. It's a beautiful place to inhabit. Having put those worries away, the next thing is to take charge of your attention. The mind has a tendency to wander and search for things to think about, and mostly that's a waste of energy. Stop that and take a breath. It could be a small breath, or it could be a big breath. It isn't about the breath. It's about putting your attention into the present moment. because whatever has happened can't be changed. And more than that, whatever is going to happen can only be changed in the present moment. People forget how to be present. Stop and think. Am I present here now? As you take your next breath, and notice that a breath goes all the way inside, fills you up. Expands and lifts your chest. And if you were to really pay attention, it lifts your spirits too. Only for a moment, if you let it. And you can't go all the way down again. Unless you want to. As you let your breath go all the way down, and remember, that breathing is an unconscious activity normally, and when you make it conscious, you automatically become here in the present, which makes it hard to concentrate on problems when your attention is on breathing now, as you take your next breath and really clear your mind at the same time. That's right. It's easy to do that and keep your attention on breathing, clearing your mind and breathing is something you can do. While trying to control things that happen on the outside is impossible. Even when you've prepared yourself to take action, if you become aware of the signals, so breathing regularly and listening to that sound takes you inside, really inside. And it's interesting to study how would you measure your attention on the inside? Or would that be inside of inside, one breath at a time? Now, some people find sleeping difficult, and some events make it even harder. And it would be a good idea to sleep sounder after one of those events that you think is impossible. Because you wonder, could that happen again? And that's understandable. And it is also reasonable to put it aside and rejuvenate the body and have more energy where you can deal with every event. Why prepare for one unlikely event when day-to-day events are happening all the time? You wait and waste. You could be resting. Here's an interesting fact. Some people worry about not sleeping, while others accept that they can't sleep and just rest deeply on their bed, resting and putting aside every thought and paying attention to their own body. Noticing how it touches the bed. Whether it is hot or cold. Or is it just right? And is there anything special about one part? Or is it another part lying there, breathing, listening? And when you listen really deeply, any person might hear the sound of their own heart beating a rhythm. And it's a particular rhythm. Resting without worry is almost as good as sleeping. And for some people, it's even better. Because their bodies repair better when you're not stressed. And while you lie there, fully awake, listening to the workings of the inside, feeling the movement on the inside, it's very possible to forget where you are. And sometimes you could even forget who you are. Or even forget that you're supposed to stay awake and drift into that in-between state when you really don't know if you are awake or asleep. And who cares anyhow? Let yourself go deeper inside. Because this is the place where you can solve even the biggest problems and not know that you did. Only when you wake up, you feel different, lighter, and life has become fun again. You don't have to do that, of course. You can't make things happen, but you can allow them to happen. And that is a change of heart. And a change of thought. Some people think they can change themselves, but I like those who get on and do it. It's one thing to want to do something, and another to just do it now. Sleeping is as much about letting nature take its course as it is about trying to resist it. So rest assured that the more you relax now, the more you will relax. And relaxing means allowing yourself to slow right down. Slow down. By sinking deeper into the comfort of your bed or chair, because you don't have to lie right down to sleep. All you have to do is be comfortable. To select a soft, comfortable place and then adjust your position until you are quite sure you have to get it right first, right now, right down, deeper down. Like you did when you were a baby. And I don't know how many people can remember the movement of their pram as they were rocked back then? How many years ago? And even if you can't remember that, you can remember that it doesn't take too many rocks to close your eyes, and some babies try as much as they like to keep them open. And you can't keep them open and go to sleep. Just by thinking about that, and brings up that feeling a drowsy, drooping eyes feeling. While you forget to listen to me and simply tuck the sound of my voice into a distant corner of your mind, knowing that it is there and paying it no attention. Because all you want to do now is sleep. Sleep deep. Deep sleep. Sleeping, deeping, dropping deep. Dropping sleep deeply, sleepily, stopping, dropping all the way inside, that quiet, peaceful, safely comfort all the night, all through everything, and after all that time and rest, you'll know you slept well. Because you'll feel on top of things, even if there is still a lot to do. And you also know that where there's a will, there's a way at the end of a deep and restful sleep. And I'm going to count down from 10 to one. And when I reach one, you'll be as deeply asleep as you've ever been since you were a happy baby, 10, dropping down. Nine, letting go. Eight, seven, six, five, not even counting with me, four, sinking in, three, and I don't know whether you can't hear me, haven't you, too? One, gone all the way. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.